This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar. Imagine having to procure about 1,000 pounds of meat every day to feed 115 big cats, 6 black bears, and a grizzly bear. It's not easy, says Scott Smith, the vice president of Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, located in Eureka Springs. I spoke with him yesterday to find out more about the food shortage the almost 20-year-old refuge has been facing due to cutback measures adopted by local meat product companies. These companies were the primary providers of meat for these animals until recently.
Back when the refuge was first founded, there was problems the first year or so, you know, securing meat, and the founding members got pretty creative. They would, back then the prices were a lot cheaper and they could raise a little money and buy some here and there. And then, you know, Tyson Foods and Cargill and Peterson and all the other large poultry companies around, I would just make phone calls and talk to the people in certain positions, and they would have products they refer to as second and distressed meat. And then, you know, we were able to secure that meat source for quite some time up until the economy started to tank back in 07, 08. And I certainly got to hand it to the large poultry producers. They have done a fantastic job at minimizing waste, recycling everything they can possibly recycle or turn into another product for the animal industry or whatever the case might be. And they've done such a fantastic job that they don't have large quantities of meat sitting in freezers that might be at risk of going out of date or some other thing like that happened to them. So, you know, we used to call and get meat donated from the large poultry companies in the area. And when the economy tanked back in 07, 08, the amounts went from 20,000 to 30,000 pounds sitting here or there, and we go pick it up. And now it tanked to where there's 300 pounds, 500 pounds. Occasionally you might see 1,000 pounds. But today here at Turpentine Creek, you know, we're going to feed almost 1,000 pounds of raw meat. So we have to come up with 1,000 pounds of meat. You know, it varies a little day by day, but on average about 1,000 pounds of meat a day to feed the animals here at Turpentine Creek.
Have you found a solution to the problem?
You know, we've found sources of meat in other areas and different kinds of meat. We got real creative. We were able to pick up downed cattle, like if a farmer's cow dies because it got its head caught in the fence or something like that, then we're able to feed that cow to the animals, and we've made up some of the shortfall by doing that. And we've made up other shortfalls by, for the first time ever since I've been involved, I got involved in 94, and for the first time since the foundation was formed, we're having to buy substantial amounts of meat. So right now, through our, you know, all the different social media and along with our website and our newsletter with the article that was in there, we're trying to secure meat donations from our supporters to help us fill in the gaps between the shortage we're having from where we used to get the meat.
And what is the current status? Where are you now in terms of meat or even raising money to procure some meat for these animals?
Okay, we're needing people to get involved with Turpentine Creek. You can check out our website, and there's a donations tab, and you can donate for them, you know, specifically to help us purchase the meat we need to fill in the gaps of the shortage that's come upon us. People have, so far we've raised enough money for 3 months of the meat, and the best estimation we could come up with is we need about $6,000 a month to help fill in the gaps and the shortfalls. And so far I've gotten 3 of those months sponsored, through 2 of them through individuals and 1 of them through several supporters that mailed in anywhere from $10 to $500. And so I'm out a couple months ahead, so we have a little buffer. But we need to keep, you know, need to rely on supporters of Turpentine Creek and people who want to help out with this situation. If they could send, you know, donations to Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, that would be fantastic. We're also, in order to help with this shortfall, our board of directors has decided to do a couple fundraising events for us. We're going to do a fundraising event at the Matt Miller Studio on the square in Fayetteville. And we're going to do that event, the Artful Tigers Auctions, Friday, April 20th on the square at Matt Miller Studio. We're going to have music playing from local artists and real casual event by Tiffany Christopher, who's going to head it up with Amber Dawn Gardner and Teddy Sabian. They're going to head up the music. We're going to have, silent auction and events like that. It's going to be a fun time, and trying to get people to come out to that event. The proceeds from the art go to help Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge meet the shortfall in the meat that we're experiencing. And then the very next day, on April 21st, we're doing an event in north of Eureka Springs at Castle Rogues Manor. And it's a sit-down black tie type event, really fancy with a fantastic dinner. It's a great place to go even without dinner. But we're going to go to the castle up there, north of Eureka Springs, and do an art auction in Eureka with the local artist as donated products and or donated artwork for us to use in that event. That event's April 21st, and it's at the castle. And, you know, Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge is a sanctuary for big cats. It's a nonprofit group. We're 7 miles south of Eureka Springs. We have events throughout the year, and we're open every day. We'd love to invite all your listeners to come out and visit. If you have been out and visit, tell all your friends about us, because I'm pretty secure if we can get you here once, that you'll be back again to visit us year after year.
Scott Smith is the Vice President of Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, located in Eureka Springs. To make a donation or find out more about the refuge, turpentinecreek.org or call 479-253-5841. The contact information is also available on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.